And it's KVC Arts Now on KVCR, arts and entertainment, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming. On this edition of the program, it's Brazilian Jazz with Eliana Elias. First, thank you for listening, and thank you so much for your financial support. Now, if you weren't able to give last week, your contribution now will still count toward our spring membership campaign total, and we really, truly can't thank you enough. It's your dollars which make programming on KVCR even possible. And it's a quick process, too. A little over 2 minutes to make that pledge, and then after that, any time spent is looking at or hearing about a variety of thank you gifts at a variety of giving levels. Take that first step by going to kvcrnews.org, then look for the red donate button near the top right of the screen. Or call, then have an operator take you through the very few steps there are. Call 877-512-5827. Again, 877-512-5827 or kvcrnews.org. Now on to KVC Arts, Jazz with Eliana Elias, hearing about and from her 2024 release, Time and Again. Time and Again. This is 8 original compositions, and I think that I would have to say that any and every one of your originals I've ever heard, I've absolutely loved, and I mean that. But I wonder if there was any discussion about including some standard or a cover or whatever, you know, to draw in someone who hadn't been swayed by you just yet, coming in because, oh, there's some Joe Beam, I'm going to get this album.
Not for this album. You know, I've made so many albums today. I think I have 32 albums. Many of them have covers.
Oh, yeah.
And I include some original music on most of them, you know, some, but I mix it up. And this one, the Time and Again, really felt like it should be an originals album. That's what I was feeling when I was preparing it and recording it.
It's a phenomenal album through and through, and clearly it's out there as vinyl as well, because there is a side A and side B tracking, and with that I should say a side A and side B feel to it. It has that beginning and flow that comes up and down as one should. Now talk to me about Time, please, because I know this has multiple meanings for you on this album.
Sure. I mean, that's not that easy to talk about, but this album, not only there is something about time, the feel of time, like in music, how it feels, the groove, because we do explore like hybrid Brazilian mixed with some Latin, with some backbeat. There are different journeys that we take with the songs, but also time, as we talk about how time represents different things in our lives and how we feel at different times, could be of a day or of a lifetime, and how these different things, you know, that happen in terms of time, I speak not only so musically, you feel the grooves, you feel how we're dealing with that in a different way, but with words, when there are, for example, references to a time, you know, there is acceleration of falling in love, that love at first sight that most of us have experienced in our lives, right? And that feeling of dancing on a ceiling, you know, when he talks about that. And then there are times of loss. So there is a song that I did, you know, Bill Frisdell plays guitar with me, calling Too Late. Too Late is a song of loss, of regret, You know, and it's a different kind of a time. It's the painful time. There is a song called How Many Times?
Yes.
It's almost like internalizing and searching, but allowing with patience for something to be discovered, being open, like an open channel for something that is changing. And it's almost like a labyrinth of you being immersed. There are all these aspects. It's Time is a tune that originally I wrote for Michael Brecker when he was not well. And I recorded without the lyrics on an album called Swept Away. And that was a quartet recording with Joe Lovano on saxophone and Mark Johnson, Joey Barron. In these lyrics, they bring, I mean, there's a great groove. I mean, this tune has backbeat, has a Latin, has Peter Erskine on it. Talk about time. And again, here, the reunion of Peter, of Mike Manieri with me, the tribute to Michael. So it's all tied into a lifetime of different things. And the lyric for Michael is a lyric that, although he was at the end of his life, it shows actually a positive way to say it's time and being at peace with it's time.
When the light of dawn is breaking, from the dream of you awaken, stars shining in the daylight. Can it be true love at first sight?
You know, there are lots of different aspects to time on the album. And the Again comes from the three compositions that I recorded this time with lyrics.
Yes.
One is At First Sight, the other one is It's Time, and the other one is A Volta, which was one of musicians' favorites. They always say, oh, I love A Volta. Are you going to play A Volta? Can you? So I re-recorded with a whole different way, having Mark Thibault doing vocals around me. I mean, it's a very cool recording. So that's pretty much the story of this album.
That's one of the things that grabbed my attention, really, is those three tunes that you had re-recorded or reimagined, and one of which is the opening track, At First Sight. This one, it existed at one time as an instrumental, but then became this cool song. And so I'm curious, are the lyrics, you know, which came to At First Sight, remnants of words which always came to you when visualizing this tune anyway? Or was this really just very much a conscious songwriting effort to reimagine this wonderful instrumental?
Well, the feeling of the song, of being at first sight, and that joyful feeling existed already on the original song, but it was instrumental. The idea for the lyric was to bring that feeling of, how do I describe that incredible feeling of falling in love and being high from it, you know? So that was a conscious effort, but it was always the theme for the song.
Gotcha.
Esperando a volta, volta que é redonda, volta que é senhora, poderosa magistral. Faz voltar os ventos, traz os novos tempos, dona dos anseios, a saudade faz voar.
The one that you just mentioned, A Volta, The Return. Okay, so my Spanish is basic at best, and my Portuguese, well, it's relying on the Spanish language commonalities, which it's not often enough. But I can enjoy this tune until the end of time without knowing the lyrics, but I'd really like to know the lyrics, or at least the important, you know, the tags or the verbal hooks, you know, because as a songwriter, you know, you realize that when you're writing, there are things that you want to say, and some of the rest of it is nothing more than what leads up to it.
Yes, you know, A Volta means the return, but also A Volta, when you look at a circle and you go around that circle all the way through, it's A Volta. Okay, it's like when you go around one. So waiting for that return, the return that is in a circle shape. And then it talks about all the things that happen, like, what is this return? What does it bring to me? And then it talks about all those different things that is powerful, that is magical. It's almost like a flying horse flying through a balloon or reaching inside of a balloon that has, you know, the gas under and the fire that brings you up there. So it talks about a return, but it could also be a return of someone or something that excites you. And it talks about, and when is it? And it talks, well, in my case, it's going to be in a month of May, it says. In May, you know, and it's a very special lyric. I have a translation for it. I thought about actually placing it either on my website or somewhere where the translation is displayed so people can enjoy, you know, the idea behind it. Because you're asking me, which is a great question.
It's something, again, you know, you can enjoy it just for the tune and tap your foot and pat your head back and forth. But, you know, again, I just really wanted to know because of the feeling that accompanies it, I suppose. I guess that says something about it. Were all of these songs, which ended up on Time and Again, some were reimagined, but were all of these newly written for the album?
Most, like Sempre, for example, Sempre is a tune that I wrote right before I knew that Javan was going to be a guest on the album. So I wrote it for that. Making Honey is a tune that I wrote sometime, you know, not too long ago, and didn't record yet. And I was waiting for the right album. Same thing with Too Late. You know, they are somewhat recent. I mean, it's not like I wrote everything in the same month.
Right.
So I've been writing music, but waiting to find, you know, which ones go together well. Because I write a lot of music. Which ones would be the chosen ones for this project? And so these really conveyed the message that I was wanting to talk about, which is about time and
nice.
About again.
Mentioned Making Honey, that's one that I had a note on. The opening, Wondering If I, and this is the continuing theme throughout the song. You're wondering about not only yourself, but also wondering about other people, and that is whether or not they see romance all around as you do.
Yes, we've got it right.
Okay.
Like, do they feel this? You know, can they see it? You know, when they look at something or they see that beauty. And then it also talks about myself at a certain point as the observer. You know, so I'm observing, you know, there are those two there under the tree. Oh, those two over there sipping Hennessy, everybody. So am I the only one seeing this? Can everybody see what's going on around, you know, around them and feel it?
Time to be in touch, how is life? Treating you, I stop for a moment to look around you. Not long ago, took the long view, took your time, played.
One of the tunes also that you mentioned earlier, It's Time. This one shows the fact that you had one of the producers from Take Six working with you yet again on that. Just wonderful vocals on this one, and they pop out. It's a cool one, and this one, as you mentioned earlier, was first recorded as an instrumental ballad on Mark Johnson's album Swept Away, a little over 10 years ago, I think, something like that. But talk to me about what it is now versus what it was then. It's now got, well, a new message, since it has words applied to it.
The version is so different than the one that we recorded with Mark's album. But this version, my voice is embraced by Mark Kibble's vocals everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this gorgeous color. We have Peter Erskine playing the drums. And the grooves of this tune they are quite different. You know, there are new parts that were written for this album. So there's a whole new kind of a hybrid Latin Brazilian groove in the message, which is, you know, has the lyric. But on top of that, you know, the instrumentation, you know, we have two guitars, you know, I'm singing and doing some scat singing, and Mark Kibble, who's from Take Six, doing vocals. It came out really, in my opinion, very, very special way.
Oh, very special indeed. And that's one that I was typing questions as I was listening to the album over and over, and really it would stop and I would take it back to the beginning and listen again. And that's one, though, that song is that once it started, I stopped typing, took the song back to the beginning, and had to just sit back and listen on headphones, you know, turned up so I could hear the distinction. Incredible. And that's just one that...
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm David Fleming in conversation with Eliana Elias. On more than a dozen albums as a guest and over 30 as a leader, we are hearing about and from her 2024 release called Time and Again. More just ahead, also her recording with Chick Corea. What would be Corea's last recording ever? That's just ahead. Back now with KVC Arts, I'm David Fleming. On this edition of the program, I'm speaking with Eliana Elias, mainly about her 2024 release Time and Again, though later in the program, a bit of something with Chick Corea. Now, earlier we were discussing several tunes, and one that came up and warrants a closer look, Sempre.
Somos vintos do mesmo lugar, do mesmo céu e mar.
Sereias, lucentos irão pra cantar,
pra nos entregar
aos nossos sonhos.
De navegar, de viajar,
deixando para trás
um amor que já passou.
Quando a luz nos despertou,
uma voz que me contou,
que me disse aonde ir,
o que eu devia ser, com coragem sem você.
Mentioned Sempre, and this is to speak about Javan. Now, he in Brazil is touted as perhaps the greatest Brazilian singer at this point. Is this right? I'm not overplaying this man, am I?
Well, I mean, Javan is an incredible composer, singer, and entertainer. I mean, his shows are marvelous. I mean, he plays for 12,000, 15,000 people each, you know, in each of his concerts. And I have always admired his voice and his writing, and I always wanted to do something with him. And this album was the right album. And when we talked about it, I got so excited that I wrote the song Sempre for him to sing with me.
So you wrote it with him in mind, very specifically?
Specifically, yes.
I had notes about each and every tune on here because I loved it through and through. And again, it's 8 original compositions, too late. Let's look at that. And then I've got just a couple of other questions about your time with Chick Corea, for example, and just a few things about that. But too late. You did speak of this earlier when we were speaking about the initial theme of the album being really revolving around time, or at least that coming up through and through. With too late, it's talking about someone there in the throes of regret over a relationship that has reached its end. Now, I'm very guilty of asking this rather often. I'm always curious of a song like this. Is this all quite literally an actual experience? You know, yours or somebody else's? That's not what I'm asking. Or is it more like the idea of something ending? Because, you know, we've all gone through that, or will.
Well, you know, I observe a lot. And it has always been something that everybody knows. People talk to me easily. They tell me their stories. Or they come to me and talk about, you know, they feel safe or something to, you know, people that I know. And I have heard a lot of things and observed a lot of things throughout life. Too Late does not relate to myself personally, but it has been inspired by someone going through this and the pain that was causing this person. It's inspired by true events.
Okay. Let's wrap out of it this way. First of all, we've been speaking for the most part about your very, very recent release, Time and Again, and again, I can't say enough wonderful things about it. One thing I really would like to hear about with Mirror, Mirror. Now, this, we're going back maybe three albums. This was with Chick Corea. You may have been one of the last recordings with Chick Corea.
That was the last studio recording, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yes.
Had you known Chick before this album? How did this partnership and composition come about for you and him?
Well, I met Chick, I think I was 18 or 19 years old in Brazil. And he was playing duets with Gary Burton. And I went to hear him. And after the concert, we were hanging out at the hotel where he was staying. And there was a piano and he heard me play. And he was so kind, and he loved my playing. He helped me to come here. He wrote letters to the immigration to try to get me to receive a green card for what I was bringing musically. I mean, he was so important in the beginning of my career coming to the United States. And then, you know, I saw him on that very beginning, and then myself with him at the end of his life here, his journey. So it was very, I didn't know, you know, he was going to pass away. Yeah. When we recorded, but I knew him for years, and we always wanted to, I mean, we were on the same festivals, we would see each other, and always wanting to do something together, and schedules never permitted until this recording, which was magical. It was very, I mean, beyond words, the affinity, you know, the dedication that we both have had to improvising and to listening and to conversing musically, it's all there. In fact, I do recommend that whoever can go to my YouTube channel and see all of the recording was filmed. And what you hear on the album, you can see the moment. You can see the recording. It's clear the affinity that we had and how it happened.
It's really cool to watch. I think the first one that I went to was actually not one of your tunes, but the Kenny Dorham composition. And then Armando's Rumba. And the point is that when you see these, it's two pianos. It's not back-to-back. They're facing each other. And so you guys, Ian Chick is playing. Sometimes one hand, often he's smiling and looking at you. It's an exploration and a cooperation. It's a beautiful thing to see, truly.
I am so grateful that we had the chance to do this together. And this is documented, well documented, in fact.
Yes, indeed. I very, very recently spoke with Al Di Meola, and in the past, a few times, I think, by Stanley Clarke. And so, in essence, I guess what I'm revolving around is Return to Forever. Were you already aware of Chick through Return to Forever when you met him in Brazil, or was this just a guy at a thing in Brazil doing a thing with Gary Burton on Vibes?
Oh my God, no. I knew everything about him. I knew him from...
with Miles,
from
then,
he did, you know... Stones for Jones Bones. I mean, I knew him from his trio days. I knew him.
Okay.
I had every album of his. So when I went to see him, I was influenced by his music. I loved his playing.
Yeah. One more thing about Chick and about you is that what I'm learning more and more about him is that while he could easily just lead you through any of his tunes, he really encouraged people to write and to explore and to do their own thing. And so that's something that I've recently been hearing more and more about, and so I'd love to hear of that with you. You said that he was very encouraging.
Well, he was. He was impressed by what he heard, and he was supportive of seeing a young talent. And I believe that all of us, you know, when we see someone young and talented, we want to make sure that, or help this person to be noticed, to hear, here's a talent, you know, and he was like that with me. It was wonderful.
Nice. I greatly appreciate your time. Thank you again for this. It was a treat to be able to go through this album, just listening to it, and then to be able to speak directly to you about it with notes that keep coming up every time I listen because something speaks to me. And again, that speaks to the album itself. So truly, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for your insight and your love of music and your knowledge and for supporting the music. Thank you. It was wonderful to speak with you, David. Thank you for your support always.
And it will continue. For this edition of KVC Arts, it's been Music in Conversation with Eliana Elias, with a look mainly at her 2024 release, Time and Again, though that last one, Mirror Mirror, with Chick Corea. Thank you for listening as well as for your support. And with that said, once again, if you were meaning to give during the on-air portion of our spring membership campaign last week but weren't able to get to it, your contribution now will still count toward those spring totals. Please make that much-needed gift at kvcrnews.org. Just a few steps to go through, or call and let an operator take care of it on your behalf. The number is 877-512-5827, 877-512-5827, or kvcrnews.org. And with that, we wrap up another edition of KVC Arts. Thanks again to Eliana Elias, and here at KVCR, thanks to Rick Dulock, Sandy Hodela, Zach Mays, Champ Chipman, and Sharina Wad. Many past KVC Arts can be found through iTunes, NPR One, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and most past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts. Music beds and themes heard on KVC Arts composed and performed by Sean Longstreet. So thanks to Sean as well. I'm David Fleming. Once again, thanks especially to you for listening and for your support.